Bottom Line with Brad Taylor.
You remind me that money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
On ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. It is the Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us on this Wang Chung Wednesday, where everybody has fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung's tonight, and everybody hopefully cashes tickets tonight. Whatever Wang Chung tonight means, but that's an age-old question. 40 years now? Oh, God. 859-381-1313. It is game one of the NBA Finals tonight. Who you got? The New York Knicks have been waiting. They probably took a week-long trip to Cancun between now and the last game they played. But game one tonight, and we will see what they have on an 11-game rest. Spurs, though, they're on a 4-day rest. So it's not like that the Spurs, are dead tired just rolling back into town here. No, they've had some time themselves to rest Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, here we go. So we'll talk about that game tonight. Spurs and Knicks, sides and totals. If you heard us yesterday, you probably know where we're going side. We're going to play a little bit of total here, too, tonight. See how it goes. That's basically all we can do in game one, a lot of these series. But I can promise you, we'll be zigzagging the rest of the way. So who you got? 859-381-1313. We will also talk about another full slate, 15 games of Major League Baseball. Three are underway, 12 yet to be played. We will focus on the 12 yet to be played, including Reds and Royals tonight. It's a you'd think during the 70s when both these teams were good, they might have met in the World Series. Nope, they didn't. But the Royals last night kind of showed their hand on what they really were. We'll talk about that game last night. And we have breaking news with the Reds in terms of roster moves. Yikes and away. Finally, something is done that we've been asking for a few weeks now. We'll see how that goes going long term. So who you got tonight? 859-381-1313. Also coming up later in the show, we will give our hockey expert yet another victory lap. Road Dog. In game one, the VGK, Vegas Golden Knights, and they bring home a win, as correctly predicted by our hockey guru, savant, and picker. Not nose picker, but just picker in this case. Sean C., yet again, showing why he is our hockey expert. And yes, he is going to take a victory lap later and maybe look at some series odds coming up because one game changed everything with these series futures. We'll talk about that with him coming up later in the show as the Stanley Cup Final Game 2 is tomorrow. We'll keep an eye on that. Sean C's making us money this spring. We hope you're following him. So make sure to follow us on the social medias. At Bottom Line Lex, that's TikTok, that's the Instagrams, that's the X, Twitter. And of course, you can email us, bottomlinelex@gmail.com. All this and much, much more coming up. Of course, our picks today, part of the most profitable segment at Lexington Radio, our Mac Daddy Stogie Picks. And yes, the fastest growing segment in Lexington Radio, Sean C's Hockey Picks. All this and much, much more coming up on your Wang Chung Wednesday. But if you're looking to get your action down, and we've got something starting next week that you can really get your action down. You talk about money lines and the best odds in town. The World Cup starts next week. And lo and behold, we will have a soccer expert on starting next week on this show who just happens to be our hockey expert. Sean C. is also a soccer expert, if you can believe that. I think he used to host a soccer podcast. So, yeah, this guy knows his soccer too. And the biggest sporting event to gamble on the month of June, you can say NBA Finals, you can say hockey Finals. It's the World Cup, and it's not even close. So if you're looking to get your action down, There's no better place to go, I'll promise you, than our friends at Circa Sports Kentucky. Go download the app or just go to circasports.com for the information. They always have the best, the tightest money line splits for sure. The best, highest limits, lowest holds, best customer service. World Cup is going to be a big deal starting next week. And if you're not getting your action down at Circa, you're getting ripped off by the square books. I can promise you that. So make sure to check it out. But no matter what you're betting, just get your action down at Circa. They give you the best opportunity to win. And just like we say every day with the Reds, the best money line on the Reds to win tonight is at Circa. The best money line on the Royals to win tonight is also at Circa. That should tell you a little something about what's going on in these games. So, without any further ado, we hope that you can get your action down. CircaSports.com, Circa Sports Kentucky app, no matter how what you're betting this summer. But, kids, I have one thing to say. Today is the last day for kids in Fayette County Public Schools. Yippee. Starting tomorrow, you'll all be torturing your parents for the next couple of months. But the one person you won't be torturing are the sports books, because you must be 18 or older, for now, to legally bet on these apps. Enjoy it while you can, 18-year-olds, because the day of reckoning is coming. But if you have a problem gambling, call 1-800-426-2537. What if you're 18 and you're betting right now and you're just getting out of high school? Yeah, life's pretty good. You're just getting out. But, yeah, enjoy the sports betting while you can, kids. And kids that are younger than 18, don't worry. August will be here before you know it, and you'll be right back at school. All this and much, much more coming up. But first, Billy Joel. Reds win last night, somehow, some way, in a game where after five, we've talked about this quite a bit, especially this year, how the Reds are winning games somehow, some way, against a left-handed starting pitcher for the opponent. Last night was a exhibit A, to say the least, in this one, because the Royals did start a left-handed pitcher last night, and that left-handed pitcher went seven strong innings with eight strikeouts. The Reds only got one hit last night in the first seven innings of the game. Of course, that was a solo home run by Will Benson. Good job by him. But it's also something where you look at and you see, well, Will Benson got that home run in the ninth inning. His average now is 188. Matt McClain is 196. You know who else pinch hit last night? TJ Friedl. Breaking news into the ESPN radio studios. He is now no longer a Cincinnati Red. He is in the minor leagues. He's not been DFA'd. He has been optioned to Louisville. Who has been called up? Noelvi Marte. Noelvi Marte is back with the Reds. You remember him, don't you, Reds fans? Decent second half of the year last year once he moved to the outfield. But they gave him a starting spot and a decent spot in the batting order to start this year. And guess what happened? Nothing. And soon as he had 31 at-bats, did Marte, and he only got four hits in those 31 at-bats. He hit 138. Yeah, that's enough. 11 games. Sorry, Noelvi. You're going to Louisville. Well, down at Louisville, he's been awesome. TJ Friedl, by the way, got 47 games. He's hitting 179. So, yeah, the line of demarcation here. They only gave Marte 11 games, and they gave TJ Friedl 47. Both of them to prove he's not exactly doing it the way we want him to do it. But since going down to Louisville this year, Noelvi Marte has been done very well. Hitting a very nice 369 in 40 games with 8 home runs and 27 RBIs. So, Noelvi Marte is back. Can he be the Louisville Noelvi Marte? Can he be second half of last year Noelvi Marte? Because last year he wasn't a bad hitter. And you talk about a guy who played 90 games. He had 14 home runs and hit 263 for a 23-year-old kid. And I know what happened a couple of years ago. The reason why he got suspended. Water under the bridge, right? Yeah. As long as you can hit home runs now, who cares what happened in the past? We'll see what he does tonight. But yes, TJ Friedl's out. Noelvi Marte is back. And we will see what he has. But another guy for the Reds that we've been talking about, maybe not as much as we should, has been J.J. Blidé, so to speak. Because he was now named the National League Player of the Month. That's not just an old fly-by-the-night kind of award. It's not an Aristides Estrada. You remember him? I think I'm saying his name right. Aristides Aquino. Yeah. That guy was Player of the Month back in August a few years back. And after that month of August he had, he was never the same after that. Is this the same thing? J.J. Blidé is 28 years old now. It's not like he's a spring chicken. And he's been around the block. He's been with Miami. He's been with the Athletics. And then coming over with the Reds this year, you look at his numbers 2 years ago, when he actually played 159 games, Blidé did hit 20 home runs and hit 243. That was in the Oakland. Oakland was still playing in the Oakland Alameda Coliseum back then. They weren't playing that minor league park they're playing in last year. But, of course, Blidé did hit 14 home runs in 98 games in that little minor league shack out there. But he's completely different this year. Much higher batting average, much higher everything. Will it keep up? We shall see with him. But he is the National League Player of the Month. If you can believe that, we'll see how long it sticks. But the Reds last night, 4-3 winners. And if you had asked me after five innings if this team had a chance, not a chance at all. And of course, Spencer Steer, two home runs, one in the fifth inning, one in the eighth, to get this thing to overtime. And lo and behold, Andrew Rabbit goes six innings with three earned runs. Yes, it's a quality start. TJ Antone, Sam Moll / Moly Mole, Maxwell, and Burke come out of the bullpen, each throw an inning. None of them give up a hit, although all of them give up a walk. So, yeah, the whip was one. But the point is, the Reds bullpen, the much maligned Reds bullpen, going from the best in baseball to on May 1st to far from the best now, they came through last night with four scoreless innings, while the Royals and their Urseg, their ipso facto closer for the moment, got ran out of the game last night. His ERA is 6.45. And if you're the Royals, yeah, I know you're 15 games under, but how can you throw that guy out there every night to blow saves? His sixth blown save of the year is Urseg on the year. But we saw a game last night in which the Reds win a game that I wouldn't have given them 5 cents to win early on in the night. It was kind of something that was almost unbelievable. And yes, we did see, of course, the tarps off fans with the Reds last night. Of course, that drove them to victory. And the bullpen saves the day. As crazy as it sounds, maybe it was an homage to Brandon Liebrandt, who came up from Louisville, threw six innings, 99 pitches. And then the next day, well, you're cut, sir. You got to find a new job. Maybe it was an homage to him, but the Reds win, and they no longer are in danger of being back to 500. They keep hovering around 500, and as soon as you think they're going to fall to 500 again, boom, they win again. 31-29 for your Reds now. So tonight, looking at the starting pitchers for tonight's game, Kolek for the Royals in a game where the Royals kind of need this one. Well, they need a lot right now. 3-1. 3.48 ERA for Kolek. But for the Reds tonight, it is Chase Burns. No, this is not a rerun of Monday's show. He apparently has miraculously healed from his 48-hour flu. He is now 7-1, 1.96 ERA. Both these pitchers tonight have whips, walks and hits per innings pitch, under one. That's very good, especially for Burns with 64 innings. Kolek has 31. But do you trust this team tonight? Do you trust Chase Burns? Because 48 hours ago, in this very moment, we were saying, I like the Reds tonight. We're jumping on the Reds, and let's go under the total. Well, as soon as Chase Burns was yanked from that starting spot, and there was going to be a bullpen game, yikes it away, everything changed. Do you trust the Reds tonight? Do you trust Chase Burns? What is this mystery illness he had? And how is he over it in less than 48 hours if it was so serious that he had to miss a start? Or was it maybe something that maybe their Reds are trying to maybe save his innings. Was that maybe part of it? We'll never really officially know. They'll send us a story. Do we have pictures of him vomiting like we did of Hunter Green? Of course, that was in the middle of the pitcher's mound. So do you trust the Reds tonight? Just like Billy Joel, a matter of trust. I was a big Billy Joel fan back in the 80s. Not big, but big enough to where I'd listen to his stuff and everything. And yeah, a matter of trust was one of his songs. And I remember I'd watch football games and I'd have little pick contests. I'd enter these big pick contests at the Herald Leader and all these places. Just mail in your picks. You got to pick 15. Whoever gets the most is winning a big check. $100 back then was a huge check for somebody like me. Yeah. But I just remember thinking when I saw a game and maybe I was about to lose it, it's a matter of trust. That song would ring in my head. Would it always work out? Of course not. But do you trust the Reds tonight? Do you trust Chase Burns to make the start? We'll tell you exactly what we said yesterday. The lesson learned when you're betting on a lot of these games, especially when it's based on the starting pitcher, make sure your bet hinges on the listed starting pitcher. That's a very big deal. Do not do it with just the action. There is a difference between action and listed starting pitcher. Anytime you're betting on the Reds due to Chase Burns, you want the listed starting pitcher. And that brings us to tonight's game. How are we handicapping this game? Reds and Royals. And it is a 6:40 pregame, 7:10 first pitch. We've talked about the starting pitchers in this one. Both of them have been good this year. Kolek, 3.48. Chase Burns, 1.96. Both with a whip under 1. And especially if you're looking at Chase Burns, he's been the best player on the Reds all season long, especially if you look at WAR, one of the best WARs in all of Major League Baseball for a starting pitcher. 3. That's pretty good. And if you look at his ERA plus, Chase Burns, 2.23. That means he is 123% better than the average pitcher. But yes, Stephen Kolek is not pitched enough innings so far this year. He does have a complete game. His ERA plus, it's 1.19. But if you're pitching for the Kansas City Royals, that's actually pretty good. And last year, in 5 starts, this guy had an ERA of 1.91. So since joining the Royals, this guy's been a good pitcher. It's just a matter of him getting an opportunity to show it. So how are we handicapping this game tonight, Reds and Royals? The money line in this game started with the Reds, a minus 136. How come the last time Chase Burns pitched, he was a minus 190 to win that game? Seems like a big number. It was a big number. But then again, he also wasn't playing against a team like the Royals and a pitcher like Kolek, who's actually a decent pitcher. This line opened with the Reds minus 136. Right now, it's Reds minus 156. So despite what happened Monday night, the betting markets are telling you, we don't care. We're rolling the dice with the Reds again. Betting splits. 81% of the tickets, 83% of the money is on the Reds money line to win this game. But the value here for our money is on the total once again. This total opened at 9. It is currently sitting at 8 a lot of places. I got it this morning at 8.5. Total classic reverse line move. 92% of the tickets are on the over, but only 64% of the money is on the over. So you can see the sharps coming in here and getting their action down early on this total going under the number. I would still, at 8, I'm still taking the under the total on this one. I got it at 8.5. Last night it opened at 9. But even with this total sitting at 8, yeah, I'm taking under the total. Two good pitchers. And lo and behold, is the Reds bullpen decent right now? Enjoy it while you can because it ain't going to last. But yes, I'm taking under the total. 8 here in this one. If I'm playing a side, do I think the value is with the Royals? It might be. But do you really trust Chase Burns in this spot? The market is begging us to take the Reds. But then again, if I have to lay minus 156, I don't care who it is or who you are, I'm not laying that kind of money on a money line. So if you are so adamant in getting action on this game on a side, maybe minus 1.5 at plus 135 consensus. That would be a decent play. I'm not playing it. I am on the total tonight. Royals and Reds under the total of 8. Shop around, see if you can still find that 8.5. But I think those might be long gone. But tonight for the Reds, it's all about a matter of trust. Just like Billy Joel said back in the day. Do you trust Chase Burns? Because 48 hours ago, a lot of people I know, I got texts and a couple of emails. A lot of people I know kind of got burned on this because Chase Burns kind of had to check out a couple hours before game time. Do you trust in the night to finish this game off? Because if you're playing the total like we are tonight, you really need Chase Burns, and you can't depend on another bullpen game. So tonight, of course, is a matter of trust. And that's the bottom line here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. By the way, Netflix had a really good, I think it was like a 4-part documentary on Billy Joel a while back. I want to say back last fall. It was really good. It was eye-opening, some things he had to go through. But yeah, it's crazy. That world of music is a definite crazy place. So yeah, I'm not on the Reds tonight. Money line, too rich for my blood, but I'm on the total. But coming up after the break, all kinds of other things in the world of sports gambling. What is the odds makers in the desert saying about Kentucky? I don't think the Big Blue Nation cares. They just care about what some person that writes for a certain news company wants to put in their top 25 poll. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk a little bit about some Kentucky football. The fanboy headlines are back at it again. We're also going to talk maybe a little World Cup. We're going to preview some things we're going to start talking about next week in terms of just looking at odds. Just a couple of odds here real quick. I'm definitely going to talk about the NBA Finals starting tonight. What does history say about playing the NBA Finals and especially Game 1? And then coming up later in the show, our NBA picks for tonight along with our Major League Baseball picks, along with Sean C's Hockey Victory Lap. That's all coming up here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Spring is here, and as the weather heats up, the sports action heats up at Circa Sports Kentucky. From baseball to basketball, hockey to golf, Circa Sports has it all. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting. It's sports betting the way it should be. High limits, player-friendly pricing, and enhanced in-game options. Whether you're looking for playoff futures or props on your favorite players, Circa Sports has you covered. Download the Circa Sports Kentucky app or visit circasports.com today.
The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you for joining us here on this Wang Chung Wednesday. By the way, it's hard to believe 10 years ago today, Muhammad Ali passed away. Wow. That doesn't seem like 10 years ago. It really doesn't. But anyway, that's what's going on in the world today. I barely remember. I remember Muhammad Ali at the end when he was not doing well and he was getting beat up a lot. But yeah, you go back in the 70s, you can see all kinds of stuff on him. May he rest in peace. I did see in the Cincinnati Enquirer today, who is on your Mount Rushmore of Cincinnati sports legends? That's when you know you've got nothing to talk about, whether you're in the media, whether you're in the newspaper or print media, or if that still exists, or the radio media. Oh, call in and tell us your Mount Rushmore of UK basketball. That's lazy. That's like, that's telling people, I have nothing else to talk about or write about. I'm going to let just put that out there and see what happens. That is the, in sports talk radio world, Mount Rushmore Day. That's when you've got nothing to talk about. That's what I'm talking about right there. So, yeah, that's stuff going on. I did see that the Madden 27 cover is going to the Bears quarterback Caleb Williams. Perfect time to go under their win total right now. That's the old Madden curse. Not as bad as it used to be, but, yeah, watch out, Bears. That's all I'm going to say. By the way, for you kids out there that love to play EA Sports college football, Kirk Herbstreit will not be on it this year. That might make me want to go out and actually start playing it. So yeah, that's the thing right there. I miss playing football video games and getting just trucked at Tecmo Super Bowl by people who played 24 hours a day while some of us had to hustle a little bit on the side. But anyway, am I bitter? You're darn right I am. I'd find some way to cheat now, Bo. Although I was accused of cheating by looking at people's plays back in the day. Neither here nor there. Let's look at a little bit of other things going on in the sports gambling world. Of course, everyone here in Lexington is still glowing over them getting their star player. And what was his name again? Eminem guy? Milan Momcilovic, yes. And Mark Fanboy Headlines. He's a really, really impressive shooter. All right, there you go. The odds on Kentucky to win the national championship 72 hours ago were 50-1. And they had been for basically the previous 6 to 7 weeks since all this transfer portal stuff began. However, Kentucky is now sitting at 35-1. So, no matter what you read about, blah, 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 from CBSSportsLine.com says Kentucky's a top 8 team. You trust them, or do you trust odds makers in the desert who has 17 teams currently ahead of Kentucky in terms of odds to win the national championship? That includes North Carolina, Kansas, St. John's, Tennessee, Louisville, Arkansas. All those teams I just named all have better odds to win the national championship than Kentucky does. Do you trust the odds makers, or do you trust somebody who writes for blankety-blank.com who now says that Kentucky is number 4 in their preseason too early top 25? I trust the odds makers 100% of the time over people like that. So please, it's very important in life, discern your information, where you're getting your information and who you're trusting. So there you go. Good luck to all those who are betting Kentucky right now. I will say, if they do go through a season with 6 losses or something, by the time you get to the tournament, you're going to have a lot worse odds, or a lot worse odds than 35-1. They're going to be lower than that. So if you're looking for value, I guess, but I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole. Anytime you're betting futures, you're looking for value. And you're not looking to take Florida or Duke both at plus 650. You're looking to take longer shots this early in the season. Or it's not even the season. Wake me in 5 months when all this begins. And good luck to all those out there who say that, we can't wait for basketball. 5 months till you can bet on a game. Just saying. By the way, speaking of Kentucky players, former Kentucky players, I did see where Shai Gilgeous-Alexander says his second MVP season was a failure. Another fanboy headline. Well, if this was a failure, what was that season at Kentucky? A super failure? Oh, by the way, coach, I didn't start the first 13 games of my career at UK. That's just another story altogether. Anyway, it is Kentucky football season. We are now in June, which means in about 3 months, Kentucky football will be starting. We're, 90 plus, just over 90 days away from a Kentucky football game. And Will Stein, fanboy headline, Kenny Minchie, the new quarterback, it feels like he's been in my system for years. Well, there you go. Just because the quarterback knows how to run the system, go out and bet Kentucky. Oh, by the way, they must have 8.5 wins now. No, they don't. 4.5. No matter what you see, hear, read over the next 3 months, this win total is probably not going to move much from 4.5. So I'm just telling you, Big Blue Nation, I don't have a problem with you going over the 4.5 wins this year. You do that, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But when you read these things and it makes it sound like Kentucky's going to be, in the SEC championship game, good luck for that. We will say, I did see that a new quarterback, a high school guy named Narot, I think you get that if you don't shower for a week, he is within that Elite 11 quarterback thing, and apparently he did very well. So there you go. There you go, Big Blue Nation. Take that and run with it all you can. We do also see that the NFL, the Myles Garrett trade has really affected things in terms of the odds for next season in the NFL, because we did see that the Rams are now a lot of places less than 6-1. A lot of people are betting them now. Plus 550 are the Rams to win the Super Bowl. The next favorites, Buffalo and the Ravens, both at 10-1. So a lot of years you see the 2, 3, 4 top favorites, all less than 10-1 to win the Super Bowl. Now you just see one, and that's the Rams. a team that made the championship game last year, but the Seahawks beat them. Does that mean Sam Darnold is going to get scared of Myles Garrett? We'll see. Patriots down to 16.5. Newsflash, that's about where they were before their A.J. Brown trade. Bengals, if you're still wondering, 20-1 to win the Super Bowl. And let's just see, there are 13 teams with better odds to win the Super Bowl than your Bengals. We will see how that all works out come this year. Win total 9.5 for the Bengals, and the win total for the Rams still sitting at 10.5. You got to pay some juice on that to go over. But yeah, it did change, but just change the juice in that one. Of course, your long shot to win the NFL this year, Arizona Cardinals. Plus 40,000. Sheesh, 400-1. You don't see odds that big. You just don't. We learned that with the Rams the Kurt Warner year. Then they were like 200-1 that year. You'll see, these odds will come down before you know it. So, yeah, NFL season is coming. Another type of football, the World Cup, starts next week. Now, we are not soccer experts on this show, but one thing we do know how to do is read the market. Here is a quote from a sports book kind of person out in the desert. Soccer is the easiest market to manipulate of them all. So, despite fears of manipulation, a handful of states plan to allow betting on yellow cards during the World Cup. We'll see if Kentucky is one of those. But betting on yellow cards, you talk about a referee that might have a little in-game. You sneezed on that guy? Yellow card for you. Oh, I just went over my total. World Cup, you're going to hear a lot of betting stories over the next few weeks. Circa, our friends at Circa, are huge into the World Cup. They've got everything you need to bet on the World Cup coming up. And yes, the American odds, when these lines opened, the USA was 18-1 to win the World Cup. Currently, they are 40-1 to win the World Cup. I don't know what happened there, but there you go. The Americans are 40-1, depending on where you shop, to win the World Cup. Two favorites, France and Spain. I'm sure if it gets down to the end, France will surrender. And there you go. So it is the World Cup starting next week. We'll have much more from our there you go. It's a Freudian slip. Our soccer expert, Sean C., who is big into soccer, loves his English Premier League. I know that. So, yeah, we will check into that. But tonight, we got to cash some tickets in the NBA playoffs. And, yes, it is Charles Barkley versus the Women of San Antonio. He's called them everything over the years. Mostly due to their weight. DraftKings, of course, only a square book would do this, have placed hypothetical odds on people who will be sitting in the front row of Knicks games during these finals. Spike Lee and Ben Stiller are your favorites. Tracy Morgan, Kylie Jenner, Walt Clyde Frazier also on the list here. Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, John Starks. They're also getting some odds here. Yeah, John Starks. Didn't he have to go back to start bagging groceries again? I don't know. But, yeah, what happened against the Game 7 against the Rockets, John Starks? You never recovered from that, did you? Was it 2-for-19, something like that? It was ugly, and Hakeem Olajuwon cashed in. But right now we're looking at the NBA Finals, and here's a stat that's kind of telling on – can you pick the winners of the games? You don't have to. We're not talking about point spread. Can you just pick the winners of the games? Because if you just look at who's going to win the games in the NBA Finals, those teams who just win, you don't have to worry about the point spread, 62-3-3 against the spread if they just win the game against the straight up in the last 11 years. That includes 7-0 against the spread last year. So basically, if you know who's going to win the game, take that team against the spread, because over the years, that has hit 95.4% in the last 11 years. 62-3-3 pushes. That is a crazy number, an absolute crazy number. Just pick the winner, and you're doing very, very well for yourself over the years in the NBA Finals. We have talked about rest versus rust. One of our big things about rest versus rust, getting more rest during the NBA playoffs, is being able to play the first game at home. But the Knicks do have a huge rest advantage here. They will have been off 9 days before game one, while the Spurs, yeah, they had 4 days to recover from game seven. So, yeah, the Knicks had a lot more time than did the Spurs, but the Spurs are still have 4 days, and they are at home. And that's the key thing here in this one. We have seen that the Knicks have gone from a 5.5-point dog to a 4.5-point dog and favorites in game one. Just in the game one of the last 21 NBA finals. Favorites, 18-3 straight up, 17-4 against the spread. But what about for the entire finals? As you're looking at these games one by one, what has worked over the years? Home teams in the finals, 60-53 against the spread. That's 53.1%. That is a moneymaker. Favorites in the NBA finals, 63-56 against the spread, 52.9%. That is another winner. Home teams make you money. Favorites make you money. What about combine them? Home favorites like we see tonight, 51-43. 54.3% against the spread. Home favorites and home favorites. If you've played them all over the last 20 years, you have made a profit over those last 20 years. Game one, home favorites. We talked about it. 16-4 against the spread. Crazy. This is how we're playing this game tonight, if you haven't noticed already. How about the totals? Totals in the NBA Finals in the last 20 years, 68-49 to the under. That's very good, 58.1%. So what has made us money in the last two decades in the NBA Finals? Playing home favorites, going under the total. Under is the best play of all these. Game one unders in the last 20 years have gone 13-7 to the under. Game ones. So there you go. Just a little bit of historical data to help you and kind of get your mind around how we're going to pick these games in this during this final series and how you should go into it tonight looking into it. So that's how we're going to play these here on ESPN Radio 92.5 and 1300. But coming up after the break, we will talk about our best bets for the NBA Finals tonight and for Major League Baseball. And then, of course, Sean C's victory lap. That's all coming up right here on ESPN Radio 92.5, 1300. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Everybody, Wang Chung tonight. And everybody, cash tickets tonight here on ESPN Radio. We thank you so much for joining us as we get to the text line, 859-381-1313. And Breezy has chimed in yet again. And he says, thank you, Mark Sullivan, for respecting my pick on the Tigers Monday. That was a good pick, Breezy. That was a very good pick. However, I hope you did not have the same respect for yesterday's picks. Tough day losing both sides by just one run. KC, yeah, you got you had the right side, Breezy. You really did with that one. And aren't the Reds the ones who are supposed to blow leads? You're correct. They are the ones who are supposed to blow leads. Their bullpen ERA proves it, but something happened last night and four relievers came in and none of them gave up a hit. So that's neither here nor there. Tonight, Breezy says he's going with the Guardians. And tonight at plus 138. And he's going with a guy that he has a 40-1 ticket on to win the Cy Young from back in April. So that's a pretty good. I'm more impressed with the other guy they have. But he has not been as good as he was back then. So he's going to take the Guardians tonight. He's going with Gavin Williams tonight is his Cy Young pick. 8-3, 3.07. But it's a tough matchup for him in the Bronx against Gerrit Cole. And Gerrit Cole has been two years out with a Tommy John surgery. Not just one, 2 years out. He rested. He said, I'm not coming back until I'm ready. Well, in two starts, he's pitched 12 2/3 innings, six hits, 12 strikeouts, not one run allowed. I said this last week. You talk about a very deep, dark horse to win the American League Cy Young, Gerrit Cole. I'm telling you right now. Because he didn't pitch, of course, for the first 6 weeks of the season. You don't think if the Yankees keep this lead up and he comes through down the stretch and wins 12, 13 games and keeps that ERA below two, You don't think he's going to be considered? Absolutely he'll be considered, especially when you see so many of these other American League Cy Young candidates like Skubal, like Crochet slash Crotchet. They fell by the wayside. And all your best pitchers right now in the American League, so many of them have fallen by the wayside. Is it really Brian Wu? Is it Schlittler from the Yankees? Who else could it be? I mean, Gausman, guys like that, Ryan, Eovaldi, if he ever came back. Yeah, it's tough right now to find an American League Cy Young Award winner. Don't sleep on Rasmussen from Tampa if he gets it right. So I think I'm out on Soriano. But we'll talk about that later. But, Breezy, that's a good call by you. And he also goes, I wish I pulled the trigger on Cleveland yesterday, but he will today. So Breezy has done very well in his picks since he's come back. 8-10 with underdogs with a positive ROI. Totals, a 21% positive ROI. So Breezy is hitting it since he has come back to the fold here on the bottom line. We appreciate you, Breezy. By the way, shout out to our friend Brian Howard, who has been texting me this afternoon. He will be on with us Friday, and we will talk Belmont Stakes, and we will see if we can finish off the Triple Crown with some winners. So Brian Howard will be joining us Friday for the Belmont Stakes picks. So we have a big weekend. A lot of people say, well, there's nothing to do once Kentucky basketball season's over around here. Well, somehow, some way, we found ways to fill shows when it comes to sports betting, and that's what we're going to try to do right now, to pick some winners in the world of sports. What are the rest of the games tonight that we're looking at? We're going to start, of course, in the NBA. But, of course, don't forget, we thank you for the text, 859-381-1313. Let's start the NBA playoffs tonight. And it is game one of the NBA Finals. New York Knicks, San Antonio Spurs, a rematch of 27 years ago. Do you remember where you were 27 years ago? I do, but it's very foggy. For the Spurs, open a 5-point favorite. They are down to a 4.5-point favorite. Total here, 217.5. Betting splits. We see a slight majority of the money, 58% of the money, is on the Spurs here. That reeks of a reverse line move to the Knicks just a little bit, not enough for us. But the total here is what really kind of, in terms of betting splits, has kind of piqued my interest. Total's 217.5. It has not moved. Yet you look at the betting splits, 90% of the tickets, 94% of the money is on the over. We all root for human achievement. Nobody roots against everybody. Well, I do every day when it comes to the sports. But in terms of this game, we talked about it earlier, rest versus rust. The Knicks have been off for, 11 days or whatever? And yes, with the Spurs have been off four. We talk about this here, rest versus rust, but most times it's with the home favorite. Home teams, when you have four or more days of rest in the next round of the playoffs, those do so well. 61%, 155 up, 99 down. But it doesn't take into effect what the other team had in terms of rest. In these NBA finals, more money on the favorites. When you see the favorites and they're getting a little bit more money on them than the other teams, those do very well also. 58% against the number. 301 up, 231 down, including this year, 33-24 against the spread. That's also 58%. I'm laying the chalk with the Spurs here. I'm laying the 4.5 in this one because, yeah, both teams are well-rested. The Knicks are really well-rested. But the Spurs, you've got 4 days off with them too. So it's not like they've, doing their walk of shame after a long night out on the town. Also, I'm playing the under here tonight. Nothing more than a line freeze. All this money is on the over. How come this total is still at 217.5? Unders, we said this earlier. Unders in the NBA Finals last 20 years, 68-49. That's 58.1%. That includes 13-7 in Game 1. Spurs and under. Little chalk, but we're fading the public with the total. That's how we're playing game one. So if you're looking to play the games tonight, good luck to you. May the winners be yours. How about some games in Major League Baseball that we're looking to play? And we've got a few of them. And we'll start in St. Louis. All of a sudden, the Rangers have put the Cardinals in their place first two games of this series. Rangers have won the first two. They're up to 30-31. You talk about a dark horse right now to make the American League playoffs. Texas Rangers, boom. Mackenzie Gore for them tonight, 3.96. Palante for the Cardinals. Feels like I've been betting on him a lot this year, and I'm betting on him again tonight. The Cardinals are 31-28. Cardinals bullpen last night, yeah, it was not pretty. And the Cardinals bullpen did not kind of do us right last night in terms of how we're trying to win some of these bets. We saw the Cardinals bullpen, O'Brien. Yeah, it didn't last very well for them. But Mackenzie Gore on the year, home road splits. At home, his ERA is 2.08. On the ERA on the road, his ERA 5.81. Palante this year has been doing very well at home, and especially in night games. You can see big two-run differences in his ERA in both those. Last five starts Palante has made, Cardinals are 4-1. Also, home favorites who lost the first two games of a series and are looking to kind of salvage Fred G. Sanford. Looking to salvage game three. Those teams have gone 11-6 this year. I'm taking the Cardinals here. Like the Cardinals a lot tonight. You can find them very short favorites here, about a minus 115, depending on where you shop. Yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals here tonight. That's game number one. Another game I'm on tonight, you're going to hear this a lot in the month of May, the Chicago Cubs. Colin Ray against Springs for the Athletics. Somehow the Athletics won last night, but they're not going to win again tonight. Cubs, you've really seen this line go from minus 120 to minus 135 here. That's a definite market play in this one. So we're going to take the Cubs against the Athletics here in this one. One more game to watch tonight, and you can find this line right now under minus 150, the Angels against the Rockies. Yeah, it's kind of obscure, but Urena is going for the Angels, and an old friend of the Reds, Michael Lorenzen, going for the Rockies. The man who once said during COVID, I could pitch all 60 games. Well, we see how that turned out. Played itself out. I'm taking the Angels tonight. You're playing about a minus 150. It's more of a play against Colorado than it is on the Angels. But if you look at the pitching numbers for Urena here, he's been good this year. 2.44. Lorenzen, of course, in Colorado, 2-7. 7.22. Yeah, I'll lay the chalk with the Angels tonight. How about some totals we're playing tonight? Totals where you see winning teams getting together, or you see weather, or you're just fading the public. We're going under in the games in Seattle. That total is only 7.5 with Seattle and the Mets. We're also taking the under in Philadelphia in that game with the Phillies and the Padres. Sanchez going for the Phillies tonight, 1.47. Yeah, I'll go under in that one. Going under with Baltimore and Boston. Of course, we talked about the Reds. Going under, of course, also tonight, Dodgers and Diamondbacks. So your Mac Daddy Stogies tonight in the world of the sports gambling. We are going to take the Spurs tonight, lay the chalk, and we're going to go under the total there in that one. Sides, we're taking a Major League Baseball, Cardinals, Cubs, Angels, and some totals we're taking tonight. Unders of the totals in the games in Seattle, Philadelphia, Boston, Cincinnati, of course, Arizona. And don't forget, this is what I left out, Paul Skeens is going for the Pirates tonight against the Astros. Yeah, I'm going under in that game too. That total is 7.5. Skeens will basically get that one done by himself. So under the game in Houston as well. Those here are Mac Daddy Stogies. Take them to the desert. Smoke them here on ESPN Radio 92.5 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. But coming up after the break, Sean C's victory lap. Another winner in the NHL playoffs last night. Do we act today on futures? We'll ask him next here on ESPN Radio 92.5 1300.
Spring is here, and as the weather heats up, the sports action heats up at Circa Sports Kentucky. From baseball to basketball, hockey to golf, Circa Sports has it all. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting. It's sports betting the way it should be. High limits, player-friendly pricing, and enhanced in-game options. Whether you're looking for playoff futures or props on your favorite players, Circa Sports has you covered. Download the Circa Sports Kentucky app or visit CircaSports.com today.
King, tell me how Sean C. does it. Those hockey picks are great.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio 92.5 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective, and now the star of the show this spring, our hockey expert, a man who is making money hand over fist, Sean C. Sean, how are you today, sir?
Doing good. Had a good night last night. got the Vegas win, got the plus half a over half a point or half an assist for Eichel. So, you know, all in all, good day.
Not bad, not bad. Eichel, the Conn Smythe Award, he could be that dark horse you're looking for, but that's the past. Great job last night. Let's look at maybe some futures right now, because this series, as of yesterday, the Hurricanes were minus 145, Golden Knights were plus 120. Tonight, though, after one game, now Vegas is minus 150 and the Hurricanes plus 125. If you went like Sean and I did, and we took the Golden Knights on the series beforehand, you're sitting pretty right now with a plus money ticket. Is it a time to hedge maybe and go over to Carolina and guarantee you a win or not?
I am not hedging.
Okay.
Vegas all the way.
Vegas all the way. Okay.
Games.
Okay. So how many games? Are we still looking at the 6-7 games, or is this maybe now that Vegas has the home ice advantage, would you maybe shorten up that thought of how many games this is going to go?
I still think six. I don't think I think Carolina is just too good not to get at least tomorrow at home,
okay,
and they'll sneak out one on the road.
Okay. We will talk about tomorrow's game, but in terms of futures right now, if you were just stepping in this and you had you had nothing already down on these games or this series, how would you play this series, Conn Smythe? How would you play it right now?
With it sitting the way it is, I don't know what the. I know when we first talked about it, it was plus 550 to get Vegas in six. I'm sure that's gone down some now.
Yes,
but I would stick to that, Vegas in six. And I still like Jack Eichel. You got him at plus 1,700. I think he's dropped down to about plus 1,400, if I remember correctly, when I looked a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Still jumping on that. I think he is due. He kind of broke out a little bit last night. I think he is due for a big game. Maybe a goal and two assists coming up here sometime in the very near future.
The two favorites right now in this series and how it's going to end up. Carolina in seven is plus 380. Vegas in six, 4-1. So if you were just jumping in this for the first time, Vegas in six, 4-1 odds, seems too good to be true to you?
Yeah, jump on that immediately.
There you go. Vegas in seven is plus 550. So you can take one unit, maybe split it up between the two, and if one of them hits, you still get a profit there. Anything else you're looking at before we talk to you tomorrow about what's going to happen in game two?
No, I think if you get those down, I think you'll be very happy in about a week and a half.
I like the cut of your jib, Sean C. And thanks for pulling the money away from your ears so you could hear us today after cashing that big Vegas on the road last night as a big road dog. Great job by you, and thank you. Until tomorrow, may the winners be yours. Thank you, sir.
And yours. Thank you, Brad.
What did we learn on the bottom line today? Well, we learned that if you're going to trust Chase Burns tonight, it's like listening to a Billy Joel song from the 80s. It's a matter of trust. Hopefully he doesn't get sick again tonight. But I like their chances tonight going under the total. Two pretty good pitchers. We'll see how it lasts. And, of course, our picks in Major League Baseball and Sean C's hockey picks along with the NBA Finals. That's, if you missed it, ESPNLex.com or go download the app. We are running bad late tonight. Don't forget tonight, Reds and Royals, 6:40 pregame. Also, Wildcat Drive at 4, Alan Cutler tomorrow at noon. Thanks for joining us. Until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, you got to tell us, how is Sean C. picking all these hockey games? And he's into soccer, too? Thank you. Thank you very much. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!